Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, my name is Catherine Hanley, and I'm so glad you joined us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, because Kenneth Copeland is about to share a message on faith and healing that pertains to everything in life. He taught this at the Omaha Victory Campaign, and it will inspire you to hope and believe the Word of God. If you're ready for a change, or you're believing God for a miracle in your body, your relationships, your emotions, or your finances, then get your Bible and let's join Brother Copeland.
Verse 29 of the 7th chapter, "For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper worship him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will." One translation said, "Of course I will. Be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus said unto him, "See that thou tell no man. Go your way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." And when Jesus was entered in Capernaum, now Capernaum was his hometown. Of course, it was prophesied earlier, but when he preached in his own hometown, they ran him out of town. He moved then, ministry and all, to Capernaum. And that his home, they've excavated it. At first, it was so large, they thought it was Peter's, but then they felt, no, this belonged to Jesus. And his home set up high, and from the back of his house, you could see down just a little ways down to the docks. So he lived by the seaside, and he could see all the people. Rick Renner was talking to me about it. He said that the scholars agree that anywhere from 20 to 50,000 people were around him all the time. All the time. So, you know, for a little over 3 years, he didn't get any rest. And neither did those that were with him. But he could see there, he could see it. And so he just walked down there. When Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." Jesus saith unto him, "I will come in healing the centurion." Can you tell me that centurion's name?
Cornelius.
Cornelius. He would be like a regimental commander. He is a centurion. At least 100 men were under his command, not limited to 100. But he was the only centurion in that area. No wonder he said, "This must have been the Son of God." He knew he was a prophet. And he just never did get away from him. And finally, he sent Peter. The Lord told him what to do, to send for Peter. And Peter took 60 guys and went down there. And the Gentile church began right there. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the centurion answered and speak the word only, and he did. Now, come down to the 13th verse, Jesus said unto the centurion, "You go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto you." And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. Luke recorded that he rebuked the fever, that it was a great fever. Luke, being a physician, added that to it. So, COVID, possibly, but I think it's more like typhoid. Because typhoid is mostly, and typhoid is fatal a lot of the time, and it's caused by food. But whatever it was, she had a great fever. He touched her hand and the fever left. It didn't say he healed her, it said the fever left. Just his touch and the fever can't stay. Well, all of that, he said he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Peter's mother-in-law was oppressed of the devil. I can hardly wait till I get to heaven and find out her name. And the woman with the issue of blood. These people have names, you understand? Mrs. Barjona, or something. I don't know. No, Mrs. Barjona's mother. Anyway. When evening was come, they besought him. They brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word, healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He bore them. No use in us bearing them. Do you realize that when the leper came to Jesus and fell down before him, he was breaking the law? And do you realize when Jesus touched him, he was breaking the law? This is not a truth. This is the truth. And we know that when you know the truth, what does that mean? But how do you know it? You know it by faith. It gets so real. It gets so knowable where it goes beyond believing and it becomes something you just know. I just know I'm healed. I know I'm healed. I'll show you how we took our flu shot. I called John and Kelly and Gloria in, and I said, we're going to take our flu shot. And John's eyes got big. So we gathered around. I opened my Bible. Now, I'll go ahead and set this up for later. In the 27th chapter, Moses and the priests and the Levites spake unto all of Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, the day thou art, and so forth and so on. Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. Then you come over to Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, and Issachar, and Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. These people had been in bondage 400 years. They were covenant people, but they didn't know what the covenant was like. And if you look at those two mountains, they're there today. And the curse mountain, Ebal, is a barren mountain. Right next to it is Gerizim, and it's lush and green. Thank you, Jesus. So the blessing guys were standing on the lush side and the others were standing on this barren mountain. It was show and tell. So that they got a picture of what would happen if you disobeyed God's commandments. Yeah. This other stuff is gonna happen. hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and all these blessings will come upon you. If you don't hearken, all these curses will come upon you. But so I set them down there. And so then I turned over here to Galatians, 3rd chapter, and 13th verse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. You'll be smitten with consumption or pneumonia, with fever and inflammation, extreme burning. Well, there's the fever, and there's the lung disease, which this virus was designed to attack the lungs. Somebody finally broke the law and did an autopsy. And it wasn't normal pneumonia, it crystallized the lungs. It's a weapon. But it's still under the curse. So we just went back and forth. I said, okay, now you've had your flu shot. And as long as they were in our house, they never got the flu. Last time I had flu symptoms was in a couple of years ago in ministers' conference. I was sitting right on the front row. In fact, I was sitting right next to Jerry. I don't know whether you heard me or not, but I started chilling all over, and I started hurting behind my eyes. And I said, you can't put that on me. And you know you can't put that on me. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God, you can't put that on me. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law, and you can't. Now you just get, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. Ha, ha, ha. It took about, 12, 15 minutes, and it was gone. And there were other people in that same meeting that got pretty sick. But that's not the only thing I've learned to do. I take a whole regimen of supplements, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of vitamin B. Learn your ABCs. Zinc. Vitamin D is very, very, very important. That's the sunshine vitamin. And the darker your skin, the more supplement the vitamin D you need, because by coming through the skin. So get the supplements. Load up. Zinc, vitamin C, all that. You couldn't give me the flu if you tried. I checked negative 5 times. Go in a country, you had to get a check going in and get a check to get out. And amen. Stick a thing up my nose. And I don't. Listen, I'm not disrespectful. That disease, it will kill you unless you do your homework. Start first with the Word and do it every day. Every day. These scriptures I'm talking about are scotch taped to the mirror in my bathroom. Amen. You understand what I'm telling you? Do your homework. Get serious about it. All these tabs in my Bible are healing scriptures. Amen. Zechariah 4:6. Oh, there's all kinds of good stuff in there. Nehemiah. Mm-hmm. There's 91st Psalm. This is good stuff. Would you stand with me, please? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Before I close this service tonight, should there be anyone in the sound of my voice, man, woman, boy, or girl, that cannot answer the question, if you were to suddenly slip out of your body and into eternity, do you know what would be your eternal home? Brother Copeland, I'm not sure. Well, you need to be sure. Amen. And you can be sure, because the Bible is very, very clear about it. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, or otherwise. It's just that simple. And like Gloria said one time, if you have not made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and you die, other arrangements have already been made. And you don't want to wind up with that. No, God is a good God. And He's not willing that any man should perish. He's never created anything that was bad. No. Read your Bible. The devil, before he was the devil, his name was Lucifer, which is bright morning star. And because of his name, and his name being so akin to Jesus, I believe at one time he very well could have been Jesus' personal angel. Look at the book of Revelation. That Revelation, this is big to understand how these things work. That which was from the beginning, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass, sent and signified it by his angel to the servant John. So Jesus' personal angel visited John on the Isle of Patmos. They couldn't kill him, so they threw him away, and he wrote this. They dumped him in a vat of boiling oil, and he came out unscathed. He was the apostle of love was the only one that lived out his life. They could not kill the apostle of love.
Thank you, Jesus.
But angels are involved in this. But now he's the accuser of the brethren. But Jesus, the Bible said, went about doing good and healing. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God, who is a good God, was with him. So, I will be glad to lead you in this prayer. And so, he's done all the hard part. Jesus went to hell and suffered there. And then he was raised up out of hell and from the grave. Now seated, a sinless man. There is a man in the Godhead. He's been here. He's lived it. He knows what we have to live and put up with. And by His Spirit, He's here now. And I'm authorized by His Spirit to say this to you, that He loves you. He's done everything except pray your prayer. I prayed that prayer the first week of November, 1962. Just a little bit after 8 o'clock in the evening, North Little Rock, Arkansas, in a brand new furnished apartment. Gloria was at the stove fixing supper. And I sat down in the kitchen there. I'd just taken my suit off. I'd just flown a charter trip. Came back. All of a sudden, I sat down and I heard these words in my spirit, "Kenneth, if you don't get right with me, you're going to the devil's hell, son." I said, "I know it. But what do I do now?" I heard my Sunday school teacher's voice, Mrs. Taggart. She was a widow woman, little small woman. Since she was a widow, she wore black all the time, and a little black straw hat and a little artificial flower stuck in it. And we called her Old Lady Taggart. She called herself Old Lady Taggart. And a Southern Baptist Sunday school is too much like school. They just, you know, you have a grade every year you go up. And us boys told the superintendent there, said, you know, if we don't get Mrs. Taggart, we're not coming back. So Mrs. Taggart just promoted along with us. She said, boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And I thought, that sounds just as dumb as it did the first time I heard it, but I'm going to do it. And I said, Jesus, come into my heart. My whole life changed. Changed my whole inner being. I said, Gloria, I didn't know how to tell her. Because her folks were in one denomination and my folks were in another. And so we decided we just wouldn't bring it up. And I said, Gloria, what would you think if I talk for God or give my testimony? And she said later, what testimony? And I said, and she said, hallelujah. I thought, hallelujah, what's that? She had gotten saved 2 weeks before and hadn't said anything to me about it. She's praying for me. And my mother was praying for both of us. And finally, my mother threw their Bible down on the table and said, that did it. I'm not praying for him another prayer. If he goes to hell, it's your fault. She didn't realize she was rolling all the care. Come on. Gloria got saved immediately after she prayed that. And 2 weeks later, I came in. And somebody's been praying for you. But just put one hand over your heart and pray this after me. Oh, God in heaven. I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that, Lord. And now I confess him as Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart, changing my life into a new creature, a new creation. I believe that. And because of your word, I believe I'm now saved. Delivered. Set free from all darkness. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. To overflowing. I fully expect to speak with a new prayer language. Just like they did on the day of Pentecost. I'll praise you in a new language. A language I never learned. Oh, telereketo, clostembo, graclara batista lolopombotiki, la grata stelerekeste sirikon kropon kololokmana. Now let's just all praise God and thank Him. Praise God and thank Him. Praise God and thank Him. I said, praise God and thank Him. Praise God and thank Him. Hallelujah.
Why does persecution come just when you've grabbed hold of a truth from God's Word? The enemy wants to stop God's Word bearing fruit in your life, but God has already given you victory. Find out the power of planting God's Word in your heart with The Word Works and It's All I Need, an MP3 teaching by Kenneth Copeland. For every need you have, whether it's physical, spiritual, mental, or financial, God's Word has an answer and a promise. Understand that He's already given you authority over every issue you face. Learn to stand in faith and God's strength to persevere until you see God's promises come to pass. You're a carrier of the Word of God and a joint heir with Christ. When you get your faith centered on God's strength inside of you, instead of your own weaknesses, you can overcome. Become a doer of God's Word and start living in the fullness and freedom of His Word. Request Kenneth Copeland's series, The Word Works, and It's All I Need, free on MP3 disc, and discover how the Word of God guarantees results. This foundational teaching is something every believer should have for their faith library. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. April 7 through 9 for the Branson Victory Campaign in Missouri. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. And this year, for the first time on May 26 through 28, the Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information and we'll see you there.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
KCM.org is your go-to place for word-based teaching. Kenneth Copeland calls it your study center because it's a great resource for learning and growing in faith and the Word. You can search and study by topic, like healing, prayer, faith, family, salvation, finances, and more. There are numerous videos, prayers, testimonies, and magazine articles to share with your family and friends. You can also read the interactive online version of the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, which has bonus content and downloads. You can also start your day in the Word of God by reading KCM's popular daily devotional, From Faith to Faith, free online, or have it delivered directly to your email daily. KCM.org is available to you 24/7 to help you build your faith and grow spiritually. We'll see you again. Until next time, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.